This is Decoded Date Book for December 31st. Traditions for New Year's Eve in North Dakota have varied widely over the years. For many towns, the date has been wild. In Haig, North Dakota, several young men in the 1900s welcomed the new year with blasts of dynamite. This was supposedly an old country custom, but it was finally abandoned when the blast cracked the walls of local water wells. Fort Yates, North Dakota, hosted a military ball in 1902. Residents of Emmons County, on the east bank of the Missouri River, crossed the ice by sleigh to attend. Residents from both sides of the river frequently shared social events. That was true of Fort Yates and the town of Winona, until the Oahe Dam created Lake Oahe, which flooded the area. Some celebrations weren't just about New Year's Eve. On this date in 1895, more than 100 couples attended a ball for the dedication of the Wells County Courthouse in Fessenden. Special trains from Carrington and Harvey were put into service just for the occasion. A father and his three small children traveled from Leal, North Dakota, to provide music for the event as Gray's Little Brownie Orchestra. The annual Fireman's Ball on New Year's Eve in Lakota was the town's biggest social event. The 1921 dance brought in $251 for the fire department. In Driscoll, the Luther League held an oyster supper and games for years, with the town's church bell ringing in the new year. For a number of years in the 1900s, the Brown Opera House in New Rockford started the year off with a bang by hosting masquerade balls. In Glen Ullin, young men provided a bang of a different sort by shooting their rifles at midnight outside their lady friends' homes, then subsequently being invited inside for a visit. But while the celebrations were warm, the weather often wasn't. Folks in Selfridge, North Dakota, welcomed 1920 at 43 degrees, below zero. Today's Dakota Date Book was written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.